You're listening to College Confidential with Mitch Berman on 106.9 The X.
Hepatitis C, irritable bowel syndrome, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, and serious chronic pain are a short list of many illnesses that Mike Spottiswood has suffered for years. The London native can tell you a little something about pain, but he can also easily admit a simple remedy that completely aids these illnesses. A remedy that is far more beneficial and safer than any other opiate and painkiller that is often and easily prescribed today. That remedy is medicinal marijuana. Thank you for joining me on today's edition of College Confidential, where today we go in depth on the extreme inconvenience it has been to obtain a medicinal marijuana exemption license, and we'll also be discussing your opinion on whether or not it's constitutional to charge Mike Spottiswood for turning to the black market for medicinal pot 5 months before his legal license was accepted. Marijuana has become by far the most popular illegal drug in Canada, with some surveys suggesting that around 10 million Canadians aged 15 or older have smoked pot or used pot somehow at least once in their lives. But it's a misconception that all of them are using it for recreational reasons. So far, the exemption from criminal prosecution for marijuana has been granted to about 4,000 Canadians, all who fall under the specific criteria the Medicinal Marijuana Access Regulation has set aside for them. Hundreds of thousands in Canada might be using it for the same reason, but only 4,000 have legally covered their behind. Mike Spottiswood is one of them, but it doesn't exactly come at the snap of a finger. Currently, Mike is awaiting the resumption of his trial this coming January after being caught in producing and in possession of 20 small plants of marijuana. These, of course, were for his medicinal use. A former opiate user to heal his chronic pain, Mike switched to marijuana because of the proven low risk and high success factors it has shown for him and his health, unlike the highly addictive but very easily prescribed painkillers. Mike has been in a world of judicial issues because he sought the use of marijuana in a time where no doctor, not even his family doctor, would help him out and sign his license. The issue is, what happens when you seek medication in an unlawful way, like without an MMAR or Medicinal Marijuana Access Regulation card? Does it make it wrong or unlawful to get medication off the black market when the legal system has made it so difficult to obtain a license for your health? Joining us later on, we will have Mike Spottiswood himself on the show to discuss his trial and really touch on how difficult it is to cope with so many illnesses, with the remedy being something so outlawed by our society. Also coming up, we'll have a former Guinness Book of World Record holder who's been following the case. We'll get to that later on. He's also the creator of the Social Abolitionist Party of Canada, so you can expect a really animated word or two on this topic. Come on.
It's time for Mitch's Mind. College Confidential weekdays at 12:30 on 106.9 The X.
We're talking about the difficulties obtaining a med pot license on today's episode, and I really have to consider the sole focus on this issue, which is the health of Canadians, and specifically with this case, the health of Mike Spottiswood. Mike is clearly a man in pain and a man in need, and to deny his right to smoke marijuana without a license, to me, seems absurd. He has a right to cure his pain, especially when he is doing so with plenty of records and tests showing that it is necessary. With a health record like his and his clear attempts at obtaining an MMAR license, the Ontario Court of Appeal should recognize his initiative and responsibility to continue with months and months and months of paperwork to get the license and quash these charges. Although the government does grant these licenses, it becomes extremely difficult to actually get a doctor to endorse the approval of medical marijuana. This is the issue with Mike, having been kicked out of his family practice for asking for permission and also denied by several walk-in physicians. He then turned to the black market. He did this because after several attempts at getting the license, he was continuously denied because doctors refused to be the family doctor who endorses illegal substances. In a case last year, Justice Donald Taliano stated that the physicians of Canada have massively boycotted the MMAR and their overwhelming refusal to participate in the medicinal marijuana program completely undermines the effectiveness of the program. So Mike then decided to purchase marijuana off suppliers who were not legally approved by the government, which is illegal, yes. He was apprehended 5 months before his license had been accepted. The turn to the black market is not because he's a bad guy or because he's not a law-abiding citizen. He did it because he needed the medication to heal his illnesses, and I believe it is a human right, with reference to the Herzig decision and the Murnau trial that we will cover later, to aid your sickness in the best way possible. Should Mike Spottiswoode be charged for turning to the black market 5 months before receiving his license? And I want to know if the government of Canada should create less harsh rules when obtaining marijuana from a doctor or a legal supplier.
Hemp fuels, hemp paints, hemp varnishes, hemp fibers, cloth and rope, hemp fertilizers, oil and plastics, medicines of hope. For crops of untold uses which can soon be realized, our greatest source of biomass must first be legalized. While alcohol debases, vibes of negative grow strong. God's laughing grass makes common jolly, wishing no one wrong. There's never been recorded death from using hemp, they say. It's sedative that fits receptors in our DNA.
College Confidential here on 106.9, and those were the outspoken and eccentric words, or should I say rhymes, of John C. Turmel, the creator of the Abolishment Party of Canada and holder of the world record for the most elections ran, both municipal, provincial, and federal. John has pressed for many years on the abolishment of controlled gambling, as well as the legalization of marijuana. John, should the laws in regards to obtaining an MMAR license and smoking pot for medicinal reasons be less harsh on those that are sick?
Well, I don't think they should be harsh on anybody. Everybody should have access to this medicinal herb, especially with all the cancers we're going to get from Fukushima, you know, and the fallout that's been bombarding Canada for the last year. And if we don't get access to marijuana oil, we're in big trouble. That's the kind of stuff we're facing. But look at the great argument we have. Look them right in the eye. Say, this law says you couldn't do that to me. And then they got to look down and say, sorry, I got to do what my bosses say, but I won't be too rough on you. Plus, he's arguing the Herzig, he's established his medical need by getting an exemption now for five times as much as he had on him at the time he was busted. And they're trying to argue possession for the purpose of trafficking when his only possible purpose was probably buying, not selling, when he only had that much and he's allowed to have five times as much now.
But Spottiswoode was caught with 20 plants. Can you justify that being used just for medical reasons?
Well, I know one guy with 600 plants.
And is that specifically just for medical reasons, or is there anything else going on?
Well, how can you legally grow 600 plants?
Well, you absolutely can't. You mentioned the Herzig decision and also Murnau and his trial. How can those two precedents help Mike Spottiswoode in his trial coming up in January?
The procedure of filing an application to have your charge stayed because the MMAR is an unconstitutional violation of your rights. Now, Murnau, he got a judge to say for both possession and cultivation that it's invalid, again, because the MMAR didn't work, the exemption, properly to save people from the prohibition. Therefore, the prohibition comes down. So it's the procedure of asking to have a law declared bad because you're being hurt by it. And it worked for Parker, Krieger, and Murnau, and it should work for any medical exemptee who can prove, once he gets an exemption, that he's medical.
Although Mike has his MMAR license right now,
and given
his health record from the past and several attempts to apply and no dice,
I know.
Do you think it's fair for the Ontario Court of Appeal to charge him for possession of pot when he was charged 5 weeks before he was actually licensed?
Well, the point is, he established medical need years ago, and that's the criteria. But if you're sick, just establish medical need to simply be exempt. And if you got a medical file saying that condition existed before the bust, Well, bingo.
There's your case.
That's the point.
John, before you continue, we're going to put you on hold while we get to some Facebook comments on College Confidential with your host, Mitch Berman, because we just asked if you think it's fair to criminally charge Spottiswoode for legally aiding his illness. And we had an instant reply, so we just had to go let John take a water break and bring him back for the second half for some more questions. Now, speaking to Victoria A, she says it should have been his responsibility to wait until he was approved. But on the other hand, his sentence, if convicted, should be very light, as his approval was coming. It's just not a black and white subject, unfortunately. But Victoria, what about the instance where Mike tried and tried and tried and just never got accepted? Does it at least mean anything to you that the man had given a proven medical history that should clearly exempt him from his charges? Which, by the way, I think will happen. I realize that it is a black and white subject, unfortunately, but it's a matter of civil rights and what belongs to you, and his health and safety is definitely a matter of those subjects. Oscar M. says, I agree, as long as they are allowed to for medical reasons and they have proof, it should be legal. In this case, though, I believe he should have waited. Well, I think that Mike had enough proof in the first place to challenge the jury and say, hey, I've been sick for this long, why haven't I been approved already? Mike G. says, getting in trouble over a fern is silly. And I assume by this childish slang that fern means pot. And it's pretty unusual of a saying that is, I agree with you 100%. If he did have a previous criminal record of possession, for the purpose of trafficking, I'd say maybe this isn't silly. But Mike is a good-hearted man who just wants the best for his health. So I think that yes, getting in trouble over a little bit amount of pot is silly, but something like 20 pounds of marijuana is a serious thing. But fortunately for Mike, he's using it for his health and no other reason. Jasmer S. says the guy had 20 plants. Though I personally don't think the weed is a bad thing, I still do understand what the law is. And even if you don't agree with it, it's what it is. I think legalizing pot in Canada would be a smart thing. Take the crime out of it. Or you feel like there would be less crime involved with it and they get their taxes from it. Also, I feel like the majority of Canadians have a better chance of getting caught with a small amount of pot. So you heard your voice, your opinion. Make sure to continue repping your opinion all day, every day on the 106.9 The X's Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at 106.9 The X. Coming up, we'll be speaking to Mike Spottiswood about his pain he experiences every single day and his special remedy. And also we'll have John the Engineer Turmel back with us again to pick right up where we left off. So stick around on College Confidential on 106.9 The X.